On a sunny morning in Reno, I chatted with a handful of Reno residents to get their take on what Nevadans should be growing in their yards.
I think people get a lot of enjoyment out of their grass and trees, and that stuff provides shade, which can reduce electricity usage.
I don't believe I would advocate native plants as opposed to grass.
I just don't think people should put in grass. You know, Reno's a desert.
That was Justin Starks, Bob Shokoff, and Louis Orlady. To dig more deeply into the weeds here, I sat down with local horticulturalist Heidi Kratch. Heidi, how can native plants play a role in water conservation?
Native plants are great for areas where you might want to replace not all, but part of your lawn with something that requires less water.
Are native plants always the most ideal for landscaping in our region?
It depends on your landscape and it depends on where you want to put them. For people who are considering native plants, I recommend starting with native perennial flowers. They tend not to be a fire hazard as some of the evergreen shrubs can be, so they can be placed around the home safely without having to worry about increasing your fire hazard.
Which native plants in particular are a fire danger?
Particularly like sagebrush or rabbit brush that have compounds in their leaves or in their needles that are called phenolic compounds. These compounds actually can be flammable, and so if you put them within 30 feet of your home, you're increasing your risk of them catching fire if we do have a wildfire that comes through our area. And so I recommend it's fine to use them. Use them in the back part of your landscape, but focus on other kinds of native plants and drought-adapted plants within that 30-feet zone closer to your house. I think the other thing to remember about native plants is that they need to be watered separately from higher water-using parts of your landscape, and that tends to be the lawn.
Is having turf grass in our lawns appropriate for the high desert, especially during a drought?
Yes, turf grass can be an excellent use in lawns. Unfortunately, most people overwater their turf grass. I tell people, only replace those areas that you never use, that maybe are on the side of your home where you never walk except when you put the lawnmower over it. Replace those areas with drought-adapted plants or native perennials.
And in terms of the turf grass, going back to that, are there any benefits to having turf grass?
Oh, there's lots of benefits to having turf grass. The number one benefit that I see is the evaporative cooling benefit that turf grass provides in our homes. Our home environments can be very hot places in the summer in western Nevada. And so you think about the turf grass lawn as being like an evaporative cooler. It pulls water up through its roots and through the blades of the leaves, and that provides a cooling effect in our landscape. And so those kinds of landscapes are more pleasant to be in if you want to spend time outdoors. And they also can keep your home cooling costs lower. It's not necessary to replace your entire lawn. Don't rip out that lawn unless it's in an area where you never use it.
Thank you for talking with us today, Heidi.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Heidi Kratch from the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension. This interview is part of our series on the drought. And with the drier conditions we're experiencing, Fire Marshal for the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District, Amy Ray, has a tip to keep the space around your home safe.
What we like to do is encourage residents to always be fire safe, whether it's drought conditions or not. We encourage residents to clear pine needles, leaves, and those vegetation pieces off of their roof, out of their gutters, to make sure that there's no vegetation underneath their deck. Because in a wildfire, embers can travel great distances. They can cause fires and clear out some of the dead vegetation. The sagebrush and the bitterbrush, some of those plants are native to the area, but if you clean out the cheatgrass and if you trim those to reasonable levels, if you remove some of the junipers and some of those oily, really flashy fuels, it can really increase the chance of a home survival should we have a wildfire event.
That was Amy Ray with the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District. To learn more tips, go to kunr.org.